The editor of The Guardian newspaper has revealed that British authorities threatened to censor his team's reporting on surveillance by the state. Alan Rusbridger says British officials told him that documents from the whistleblower Edward Snowden should be destroyed or handed back, and that they would use the courts to enforce their position. The UK government is already facing questions over why the partner of a Guardian journalist was held at Heathrow Airport for 9 hours under anti-terrorism laws. Will Ockenden has the latest.
It's a story of spooks seeming to struggle with the digital age and resorting to legal threats and censorship in an attempt to kill an embarrassing string of revelations. Writing on The Guardian's website, the editor Alan Rusbridger reports that UK officials have been in regular contact. They want his newspaper, which continues to break news of massive government internet surveillance systems, to stop.
During one of those meetings, I asked directly whether the government would move to close down The Guardian's reporting through a legal route, by going to court to force the surrender of the material on which we were working. The official confirmed that in the absence of handover or destruction, this was indeed the government's intention. Prior restraint, near impossible in the US, was now explicitly and imminently on the table in the UK.
Alan Rusbridger says 2 months ago he was contacted by a senior government official who said he represented the views of the UK Prime Minister. Describing a steely yet cordial meeting, the official demanded the return or destruction of documents obtained from Edward Snowden. The documents show the NSA, or the National Security Agency, is trawling through vast amounts of private internet communications via its PRISM and X-Keyscore systems. The revelations have caused much embarrassment for Western nations and launched a debate about the balance of national security, the freedom of speech and privacy, and civil liberties. Mr. Rusbridger then says that about a month ago, a UK official, referring to the Snowden documents, told him,
"You've had your fun, now we want the stuff back."
That wasn't the end of it. Mr. Rusbridger says there were then further meetings with what he calls shadowy Whitehall figures, who again demanded the return of the Snowden material. He says one official then told him, "You've had your debate, there's no need to write any more." Eventually, Whitehall appears to have somehow forced the newspaper to destroy digital copies.
And so, one of the more bizarre moments in The Guardian's long history occurred, with two GCHQ security experts overseeing the destruction of hard drives in The Guardian's basement, just to make sure there was nothing in the mangled bits of metal which could possibly be of any interest to passing Chinese agents. "We can call off the black helicopters," joked one as we swept up the remains of a MacBook Pro.
While he says Whitehall seems satisfied, The Guardian will keep reporting the story, likely via backups of the documents, just not from London. The Guardian's decision to publicise the threats is the latest step in an escalating battle between some media companies and Western governments. British authorities were already facing questions over the detention of Guardian journalist Glenn Greenwald's partner David Miranda under anti-terrorism legislation. The chairman of the Home Affairs Select Committee, Labour MP Keith Vaz, says the detention was extraordinary, and he's seeking an explanation.
Has the period of detention of 9 hours been justified? And has the confiscation of personal items belonging to Mr. Miranda, has all this been justified? So what we need to do is establish those facts and then perhaps later on look at this legislation to see why is it so wide that it has ended up with someone who is frankly not that closely connected with Mr. Snowden.
Glenn Greenwald says the incident has emboldened, not intimidated him, and he'll now be more aggressive, not less, in his reporting.
Will Ockenden there.